Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 40% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 40% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
9:43, 17 before 10 on about a magic carpet ride, but it's a free ride, at least for the time the tenants are getting with this eviction ban that's going on. It's got to end sometime. Tommy Tucker, WWL 9:44, talking to our friend Walter Dublane, Associate Professor of Economics and Finance at my alma mater, UNO. Hey, Dub, how you?
Oh, good morning, Tommy. I'm fantastic.
When do y'all get the semester going here, fall semester?
It's basically on the 16th, so we've got about a week and a half.
All right. I'm going to have to go to the bookstore, get my T-shirts. Let's talk about the is there any economic basis for extending this moratorium at all? Because we see low unemployment rates. We see help wanted signs all over the place. That might be anecdotal. What do the numbers show?
Well, I mean, there are still a number of people that are unemployment is still higher than it has been historically. And so there are some people that are still hurting, but it's about time to wind it down. And, you know, the eviction ban is really not about, I mean, it's about economic need of people, but it's really a social policy, not an economic policy. Mm-hmm. Because, you know, my problem with it is, yes, there have been a lot of people, especially over the last year and a half, that lost their jobs, or, I mean, including my own son, who is in the convention industry, that had been out of work for a year and a half. He's doing fine, but okay. really needed some help. And being kicked out of your house is one of the worst things that can happen to you. Mm-hmm. But, you know, but this is not an economic issue, again, because it's a social issue. I have a problem with it. If we, the people, feel that those who are hurting need help, we should be helping them instead of simply saying, oh, well, we're going to require landlords to help them. So we're taking a third party and requiring that they subsidize them. If they need subsidizing, that should be done by the people themselves, not by – so, you know, putting this all on landlords, I feel, is a very unfair policy.
I'm a little bit confused, and we talked to an attorney earlier, about a professor of law, about the CDC and the legal grounds under which this was issued. As it relates to mortgage companies, companies that hold mortgages, banks, et cetera, financial institutions – foreclosing on tenants, does this preclude them from doing that at all?
Well, at least for the temporarily. It's you know, there's a lot of protections for tenants already that makes it very hard. I mean, anybody that's a landlord, and you know, there's all large corporations that own, the big buildings and stuff like that. But there's also lots of individuals that own a little fourplex or, you know, a little shotgun double, and they rent out part of their things. And so there's a lot of it is all the landlords are people too, I guess is what I'm trying to say.
Well, and they are.
Whether
they
go through the banks or whatever.
And they're not robber barons, but I guess what I'm saying is if there is debt service on a property and because of this moratorium, they haven't gotten their rent money, are there places that have been, I don't know what the law says, can the lending institution foreclose? Because then you really got the guy squeezed, right, or the woman squeezed. Because they don't have the cash to pay the mortgage. Go ahead.
Well, I mean, you mean you'd foreclose on the landlord?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. Well, if the landlord doesn't, and that's the thing is, even though the tenant's not paying their rent, the landlord presumably has borrowed money to own that building right. and has a mortgage on the building. And you're right. The landlord's still got to pay the mortgage. If the landlord doesn't pay the mortgage, there is no protection that I know of for them.
When it comes to these tenants paying their back rent, I presume the money is going to go to the tenant, to the landlord, and not to the tenant.
And I haven't seen the exact mechanics of how that works, but I certainly hope that's the case. You know, I know that, you know, the government has provided some kind of rent relief money that's again intended to help the landlords, and I haven't seen exactly how that pop was set up. I certainly hope it's something where the money goes directly to the landlords. It would be grossly unfair to give that to the tenant and then the landlord still not get it.
Mm-hmm. So what are you hearing in terms of lending institutions or around the nation? Is this a big problem with tenants, with landlords being in arrears on mortgage payments?
Well, I haven't seen any numbers on that. I know there's a lot of people, a lot of landlords that have, you know, are not being paid. And really one of the problems with this kind of blanket exemption is that, yes, there are a number of people that are desperately in need, and this is trying to help them. And I completely understand that. But proving who's in need and who's not, there are also lots of tenants out there that will try to take advantage of this. Well, if I'm not going to get evicted, I just won't pay my rent. And how does the landlord prove? Oh, no, you do have a job. You still should be paying. How does, and with the courts have been closed down for a year or two, what a protection is there for the landlord, I guess, is one of my questions.
Well, let's look at it economically in the country. Is there still an economic need for this or not?
Well, that should be going away. Especially since we know, of course, a couple of things. One is that the people that have been unemployed have been getting, enhanced unemployment. Now, a lot of that's run out. Certainly it has in Louisiana. Mm-hmm. But the second thing is that unemployment rate has been dropping, and we know that there's lots and lots of jobs going unfilled. So I would argue that the need for what the eviction ban, whatever it was, has probably just about ended. And I think that it's winding down. But yeah, I would say that need, which was desperate a year ago at this time, but is not so much.
Thank you, Dub. Any final thoughts?
I just want to speak a word because everybody, I do understand. And people are sympathetic to people who, you don't want people thrown out on the street. That's really right. Important. But how you go about that policy to me is also very important, because I know a lot of people that are landlords, again, small time landlords. My dad always owned a couple apartments and stuff like that. And you know, there's horrible stories of these renters not knowing they're leaving town, not paying their rent for the last two or three months, and by the time you get them, they're gone from town, and they left a mess
and
behind.
Trashed the place,
totally
right?
Destroyed
and just
the
trashed
property,
it, so. Exactly, because they had no
exactly.
intention of.
Now there's lots of wonderful renters too, so
right.
you don't want to categorize. And then there's some terrible landlords, but sometimes I think the policy has moved much more in sympathy for the renter without much consideration at all for the landlord.
Be an interesting place when nobody puts up their money to buy rental properties.
Yeah.
Thank you, Dub. Right?
Okay.
Appreciate your time. Have a good semester. Glad Walter Dub Lane, Associate Professor of Economics and Finance at my alma mater, UNO. We'll take a break, come back, and see what another UNO graduate, Newell Norman, has planned for us today here on WWL.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you.
Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 40%. Up to 40% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2 times points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.